Fearing a major backlash from voters, reform of the entitlement system has fast become a priority for the federal government in 2017. But it hasn't stopped discussions of the issue as new details emerge of certain expenses claims. It's been revealed that last year, Julie Bishop charged taxpayers close to $3,000 to attend a polo event on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula as a guest of Peroni and Jeep. Further revelations have shown that three others, including Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, claimed thousands of dollars for a trip to the AFL Grand Final in 2013. Liberal Democratic Senator David Lionhelm has told Channel 7 politicians need to be mindful of who gets the bill for their expenses.
If you're incurring expenses specifically as a result of being a politician, and you wouldn't incur those expenses if you were just a private citizen and you weren't a politician, I think that's almost the dividing line. And we do need to be very conscious of the fact that it's not our money we're spending. Yeah.
Further damaging details have also emerged about Health Minister Susan Lee, who stood aside on Monday following pressure over her travel to the Gold Coast and a property purchase during a taxpayer-funded visit. It's been revealed she charged taxpayers more than $13,000 to pilot her own private charter planes along busy capital city routes, rather than using cheaper commercial options. Meanwhile, Education Minister Simon Birmingham has defended himself against reports he made indefensible claims. He now says he only claimed a taxi fare in Sydney on December 31, 2015, and that was for a work meeting. Several government ministers reportedly claimed flights, car costs, travel allowance, or all three to attend an event hosted by the Prime Minister at Kirribilli House in Sydney on that New Year's Eve. An inquiry after the so-called Choppergate expenses scandal that cost Bronwyn Bishop the Speaker's job was completed last year. It made 36 recommendations, including better defining the term parliamentary business and tightening eligibility for business class trips for politicians' family members. Acting Special Minister of State Kelly O'Dwyer says this federal government is finally acting where previous governments didn't.
The parliamentary expense system needs to change. There are many governments before that have ducked this issue. The Turnbull government is dealing with it.
However, politicians from across the political spectrum are admitting these latest episodes expose flaws in their profession. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says the present rules aren't strong enough.
Parliamentarians have a very weak, or are surrounded by a very weak regulatory framework when it comes to the expenditure of allowances, and that allows wrongdoing by some MPs.
Some have even suggested a federal independent commission against corruption be set up to deal with this kind of behaviour. The government is promising major change within the first half of this year. As for Susan Lee, her fate will be sealed much sooner. The investigations into her travel and expenses will likely be completed by the end of this week.